Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carrington, let's start our Sunday storylines with the first game on Sunday, live from Dublin, Ireland. It is the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is it fair to say both teams a bit of a surprise starting 2-1, maybe more so the Vikings with their injury concerns? Which team keeps humming along and which team falls back to what we thought they were as they are? Aaron Rodgers takes on Carson Wentz live from Ireland.
You know what? I think it's about time for us just to acknowledge with Kevin O'Connell that he's one of the better coaches in the National Football League. He's shown an ability to do this with multiple quarterbacks. He's done this with Sam Darnold. He's done this with J.J. McCarthy in week one where they went on the road and beat the Bears. You then turn around and you've done this with Carson Wentz. They got a lot out of Kirk Cousins in his final years when he was in Minnesota. Like, we've seen a coach who has been able to do it and build and elevate different groups when it comes to talent. Really impressive win last week. I know that Cincinnati also had their backup quarterback, but that's no excuse. They went out there and got absolutely hammered last weekend by the Minnesota Vikings. I like Minnesota a little bit more than I like Pittsburgh, but this just feels like one of those this is the definition of a coin flip. Two good teams, neutral site. Who knows what you're going to get? Who knows what the field conditions are going to be in this one? This feels like the ultimate toss-up. From a gambling perspective, I would just stay away from it because I don't have a strong lean either way. If you're asking me to pick a straight-up winner, I'm going to pick Minnesota to beat Pittsburgh this weekend.
I feel like I've been saying it for a while, and you haven't been disagreeing, but I feel like I've been saying it for a while. Kevin O'Connell is a top-5 coach in the NFL.
I think that's a little bit high, but I certainly get why you feel that way about him.
I feel like he's everything McVay is without the ring. Like, the way we spoke about McVay 5, 6, 7 years ago, that he just makes life easy for quarterbacks, that's what Kevin O'Connell is doing in Minnesota. Part of the reason people believe in J.J. McCarthy is because Kevin O'Connell is the starting quarterback. Is his head coach, excuse me. So, I think the Steelers are a little bit fraudulent. I think the Vikings might move to 3-1. And I'm also saying that as a Vikings over better. So, it's possible I'm seeing it through, betting colored glasses.
No, you're right. And I mean, I think it's a little bit unfair to say he's McVay without the rings. I mean, he's never won a playoff game so far. McVay has been to 2 Super Bowls and won one of them. So that's a big deal. You're right. Like, he has had a great start to his career. This is his 4th year as a head coach. He's had 2 big years. They went 13-4 his first season. They went 14-3 last year. They look like they got another good team that could compete in their division. So he certainly has done a good job, but now it's time to start to get that postseason success, and they just haven't had it yet in Minnesota.
Speaking of good games on Sunday, maybe the best game on Sunday is noon on Fox. It is Bucks and Eagles. I don't know why it's buried at noon, by the way.
No, that's the Eagles, there. Weirdly enough, are just not really getting a whole lot of love. Last week's game was also at noon. The game that they had against the Los Angeles Rams, that game was on noon. Now, this one is also on noon. I'm not saying the Eagles deserve to be treated like Kansas City because Kansas City has just done it for longer. But the first, 6 games for the Chiefs are on nationally televised games? And the next 4 Eagles games are noon games on Fox? It's just very weird how the defending AFC champion is being treated and the defending NFC champion team is being treated.
Two teams that, I don't know, they're both the cardiac kids, but they've been in close games. Does Baker and the boys get another win, or do the Eagles continue to fly high as maybe the most unimpressive best team in the NFL?
You know what? I would have picked the Buccaneers to win this game had Mike Evans not gotten hurt.
Hall of Famer Mike Evans.
But the fact that Mike Evans is hurt, and I think you've seen a much different Baker Mayfield with and without Mike Evans, I think you got to go with the Eagles here. They just continue to find a way to win. And I think now with them being a little easier team to defend, I'm going to give the Eagles this. I will say one thing. Now, I know we'll figure out a way to give it to a quarterback because we always figure out a way to give it to a quarterback. Emeka Egbuka has been the best rookie so far this season in the National Football League. He has been incredibly impressive. So if there is a team that can maybe deal with the loss of a wide receiver, it's them because they kind of had an abundance of them coming into this season because they spent a first-round pick on Egbuka. But I think that 50-50 jump ball mentality of Mike Evans, it just changes things for Baker. Not having them in this matchup, I can't pick them. I got to take Philadelphia to win this one.
Are the Eagles this year's Chiefs? They're the best team in the NFL, but they're the least impressive doing it. Like, they're undefeated, but I don't think the Eagles are that good. It's a weird thing right now with the Eagles.
I don't think we've seen what an A game looks like from this year's Philadelphia Eagles team. They are good. They figure out a way to win. They do feel like a team that you can go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get for sure.
All right, Carrington, another big one between some 3-0 teams, Colts and Chargers, a game that no one expects to be between 3-0 teams at the beginning of the season, and yet here we sit. Does Danny Dimes and Co. keep the mojo going, or does Justin Herbert end the magic and the Colts begin to regress, falling to 3-1?
Okay. Now, I'm going to come off like I'm hating on the Colts, and I promise you I'm not hating on the Colts. I think the Colts are going to win double-digit games this year. I think they're going to win their division. Two of their three wins are against Miami and Tennessee. And one of the other wins, Denver commits one of the worst penalties that you can commit to take a loss off the board and turn it into a win for the Indianapolis Colts. So let's see what that looks like. Let's just see. They go on the road and play the Rams. Really interested in that one. A big time game. You know what? I'm taking the Rams at home against the Colts. This is where I think it ends. Give me the Rams at home. I'm not dealing with the spread here. Just give me straight up money line. Might do a little two leg parlay with this one. I might put a little Chargers and mix it in with something else.
Carrington, maybe the biggest storyline game of the weekend, maybe not the best game of the weekend, but the biggest storyline game of the weekend, Micah Parsons in Green Bay.
Can't wait.
The return to Dallas. So happy this game is on the schedule. Not for the football, but for everything else.
Nothing comes together quite like an NFL schedule. Think about it. Week 4 is the perfect time to schedule Chiefs and Ravens. Both of these teams desperately need this game. Sure, maybe it doesn't have that they're both 3-0 sizzle, but it's just as important as if both teams were 3-0. And then early on in the season, Micah Parsons is off to a good start. Green Bay coming off what is going to be looked at as one of the more head-scratching losses of the NFL season. That Cowboys defense is letting everybody score, run up and down the field against them. A very intriguing matchup early on in the season. It's going to be a really, really strong sports weekend when you think about everything. You got the Ryder Cup in golf. You got two major college football games coming up this weekend. You got a handful of really big, really important NFL games. You got the welcome back game that we all are looking forward to this year with Micah Parsons going back to Dallas to see how Jerry reacts, to see how that crowd reacts, how his team responds to it. I can't wait for this weekend in the National Football League and also in college.
I'm really excited to see how Jerry Jones makes himself the story. Because you know, once the Packers beat the Cowboys, and I think the Packers are beating the Cowboys, like I don't know if they're going out on some big limb here, but I think the Cowboys are going to lose this weekend. Jerry Jones is going to have an, you know, makeshift press conference post game, and he's going to talk about how whatever Jerry's going to talk about. I feel like part of the allure of Packers and Cowboys is not the football. It's Jerry Jones is going to pop off, and it's going to be great for at least people in our job.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I can't wait. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Does he still go on weekly with RJ and
he
those
does.
Guys?
Yeah,
oh,
no, he
yeah.
still does. He still does. He's already spoken this week. They said they don't have any plan of, I guess, paying respect or tribute or whatever, you know, they're going to do to Micah Parsons. They don't have any plan of doing that. So it's not going to be a Luka return situation. The Luka return was just a very weird game to watch. That's not what this is going to be, at least not on Sunday night football. So really excited for that one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.